Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jaina Yisrael with another Sunday Blog Talk Radio show. You know, we were snowed in this morning. I think we got a total of 9 inches between yesterday and today. So it has really been a challenge. You know, we've been spoiled, though. This is the first snow that we've had, and it's January, so we can't complain. How is everybody doing today? I mean, from yesterday's class and all the things that were discussed, I think it went very well. Anybody have anything else they want to report? Lord have mercy. Let me get Brother Leonard on here. Let me see what's going on. What's going on, Brother Leonard? What you got to report today?
Can you play that song again?
Sure, I will. I'll play it again. Hold on. I got to make sure it's off.
Let me make sure.
That's your favorite, huh? Hold on. I got a special person on the line. All right, area code 770, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, this is Donia. How are you?
No, wonderful, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Glad to hear your voice.
Yeah. I got a short story.
Uh-oh. Go for it.
It's called Grady in big, bold letters. And the caption is, the hospital experience from hell.
Oh, chapter, Lord, have mercy.
Chapter one.
Uh-oh.
They called me. They called me the day before my appointment for surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me I had to be there at 6:30 in the morning. That's a no-no right there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? You know, I couldn't. There was no way I could make no 6:30 appointment because I made my appointment. I made my transportation, and they wasn't gonna pick me up till six o'clock. So I wouldn't have gotten there at 6:30. So they agreed to allow me to come in at 7 o'clock. I got there at 6:30 anyway, which was a good thing, I thought. So I went and checked in at the nurse's desk at the desk at 6:30. I sat in there till 9:30. I said, "Wow, man, I'm seeing these people go in and out." There was a guy that went through the stuff that you're supposed to go through, the pre-experience first, you know, let you know what's going to happen on the same day that I went through. So when he went in, I thought I was going to go next. So I sat there till 9:30. Nothing happened. So I went back to the desk, and she said, "Mr. Anderson, what's wrong?" And I said, "Well, that's what I want to know, what's wrong?" I said, "I've been sitting here from 6 to 6:30. Nobody called me in." So she said, "Let me see what's happening." So she went inside. Now, mind you, I had not eaten from 5:30 the previous day. No water, no eating or nothing. And so here it is, 9:30. So when she came back in the room, not long after, the lady called me in the back. So this is where the experience gets real, you know, the hospital experience from Grady gets real crazy. I'm sitting in there, man, you know, they had me take all my clothes off.
Oh,
put on that little nightgown. They give me, you know, taking my blood pressure, you understand, and doing a whole lot of stuff, man, talking to me, blah, 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 you understand. That lasted up until 12:30. It's cold as hell in that room. I'm sitting there with that little nightgown. So after they finished doing all that, it's 12:30. So I figured, well, they got me all undressed and everything. You know, I figured that my operation didn't start till 3:30. And so
remind you now.
I hadn't eaten anything or drank any water. You understand?
Mm.
For all of that long period of time since the previous day at 5:30. So I'm going through all of that, man. I'm going to shorten the story right here and let you know. I mean, now, let me explain something to you. When you're waiting, time just don't go by.
It drags by. Oh, dude.
So I'm sitting up there naked. Cold as hell.
Oh, my
God. The lady comes in there and says, "Well, why don't you try to get some sleep?" Now, how can you go to sleep and you're cold as hell? So I'm sitting there, you know, and I got the operation went by, you know, 3:30. You understand? I get out of the operation. I don't even know when I got out of it. I mean, I don't know nothing about the operation because I was unconscious. You understand? And so I got out of there about 5:30. I didn't leave the hospital till 11 o'clock in the night. You understand?
Man.
Did I mention to y'all that I didn't eat anything from 5:30 the previous day till 11 o'clock? man. Oh man, it was a hell of an experience. And I'm shortening the story, but man, from that time don't go by just like that, snap of the finger. Man, it dragged by. Oh my goodness, man. That's why I called it the hospital experience from hell.
So what advice would you give the Israelites that's listening to you right now?
Well, there's nothing that I could tell you, you understand, because they got rules and regulations, man, that they can follow. So ain't nothing you can say or anything if you're in that position, you understand. You just got to grin and bear it.
No, I'm talking about going to the doctor.
Well, you got to go to the doctor. You got to go. You understand what I'm saying? You know, what alternative we have? I mean, we're in a position here in America, you understand? We're not eating properly, so we're going to have some of these little idioms that we're going to catch, man, you know, all kinds of little stuff, man. We're going to get – if when we eat and when we eat, we're subject to get cancer because we're not eating properly. We're eating all these GMOs, you understand, you know, genetically modified foods, you understand, we're eating foods from other countries, you understand, we're eating, everybody cook with pork, period, everybody, you understand, so, you know, I'm just saying what we got to do is pray and ask the Almighty for his forgiveness and ask him to get us out of this mess that we're in, boy, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Paul, pray, well, we're glad everything worked out for you. And you back them with us, and all praises. We prayed. Definitely prayers went up and all that kind of good stuff. And you are right. But, you know, health is very important, you know, and after a while the body starts to deteriorate, and you know, it deteriorates with age. And we're not the same as we was when we were 17, 18 years old. And you do have to do your due diligence and go see about yourself. Because the Bible is true when it says that life is in the blood. And a lot of the diseases and things that we have, they can determine it through blood tests. You know what I'm saying? You have to go get checked out. And until you, or unless you're just going to wait until it's just too late. That's how my uncle was. He never went, once he found out he was an Israelite, he did not go to the doctor. He relied on all the herbalists and all that. He was all over town with the herbalists and getting herbs. And he was eating, what do you call them foods? The ones that don't have GMO in them, I forgot what you call them, but he was eating all the specialty foods and all this kind of stuff. What'd you say, Brother Leonard?
Organic.
He was eating all that stuff. He drank special stuff. He had a little specialty store that he went to and bought all this stuff. He did all of that. And still, when he died, he was in stage 4 of bone cancer. Because he had never went to the doctor, and the doctors told him, had you come in earlier and been checked out, and we knew when it started, we could have prolonged your life about 20 years, because I think they have like a pill or something you can take that slows it down. She said, but it's been so long, we don't know the last time you went to the doctor. So when he went to the doctor, he was on his way out, and he didn't even know it.
So, you know, sometimes, you know, see, we got to understand, the Almighty know what he was doing. You understand? And he put us in a position, you understand, where we can go to the doctor. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I think Sister Yaina said years ago, man, that the elect is in America. Reason why I say that is because we got a lot of perks that those guys in the foreign countries and all around the world is not getting. We got We can go to the doctor. We got public housing, you understand? We get a lot of things, you understand? So I'm saying that we need to take advantage of those things while we have an opportunity to, you understand? Because they're going to snatch this stuff away in a little bit. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So, I mean, that's encouraging. I'm glad you're all right, but we need to encourage more and more for them to go, not only the doctor, the dentist, you know, get your eyes checked, because that's how they found it with him. He was having eye trouble, and he went to the eye doctor, and he was getting cataracts removed, and they were going to do the surgery, and they did blood work to be able to remove the cataracts, and one thing led to another, and they was like, oh, no, that's not going to work. Now, you got something else going on, and by the time we found out, he was stage 4 bone cancer. So, I mean, it's not funny. I mean, you have to take care of your body. You have to take care of yourself as best as you can. You know, and a lot of men don't even go to the doctor, whether they're Israel or not. You have to make appointments and go see about yourself, because some things are fixable. But when you leave them undone, they turn into other things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was one that never went to the doctor. I thought I was cute wearing my little short jacket in the dead of winter. You understand what I'm saying? Nylon underwear, you know, you understand? At that time, they had men's nylon underwear. You understand? And I just thought I was cute, and I never went to the doctor. I don't even think I can't remember drinking any water. You understand? Mm-hmm. I really can't. You understand? I imagine I did, but I just can't remember getting drinking water from the faucet. I might have. I think I may. I guess I did. I don't know. You understand? But if you don't drink no water, man, you understand, that causes problems. If you don't, you drink all of those little juices and all of that stuff, man, does not have the effect that water does.
Nope. And that's what we and Michael were talking about. When we said we were going to restructure the programs for the Nation of Yehuda, because we're going to get back to where we were, because we used to have holistic classes where she taught on how to eat properly, the things that you weren't supposed to eat. All of that stuff is getting ready to come back on the scene, because we've got to be able to do something to get our people prepared for the things that are going on. So we are definitely getting ready to change this thing up to the point where we can have that going on, because it's very, very important, you know, on how to do that. We had a Hebrew Israelite dentist on the line that was telling people how important dental hygiene is. All this stuff is important that we have to be able to do, and to give yourself a fighting chance so that we can make the exodus and be able to leave up out of here. You know, because a lot of people are just, they're just not healthy. They're not healthy. And we have to start beginning to try to be as healthy as we possibly can in this day and time. Hold on. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Well, I just want to praise the Most High for another good, blessed day. I'm just glad to hear Brother Donai's voice. We have been sending up prayers for you. I just thought that ridiculous caller from last week had upset you or something. But I'm glad you're doing better. But all praises to the Most High.
All right. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom. All right. Area code 928. Go ahead. Your mic is open. You are on the air, I think, when it gets the new one. All right. There you go. 928.
Can you
hear me? Area code 928. Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you when it comes to the wellness, because when it comes to our health, we have direct say of what we eat, what we put in our body, and the things that we do and do not eat. And one of the things that I do teach is wellness. And when it comes to wellness, one of the first components is the proper hydration, because we're drinking from a dirty water source. We should be drinking distilled water, alkaline water, or silica water. Also, the Dr. Sebi diet, you can Google him, S-E-B-I. That tells us how we're all supposed to eat. If we're eating alkaline foods and drinking alkaline water, it creates synergy in our body. So we're not acidic.
You're fading out, and we really want to hear what you got to say, but you fade out on us.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
I was talking about drinking water. The water has been dead for quite some time. We're supposed to be drinking distilled water, alkaline water, or silica water. If anyone's drinking out of any faucet, out of any city, in the United States, you have pharmaceuticals, herbicides, pesticides, heavy metals, and viruses in the water. When they tell you to boil the water, that's just to get your mind on something else that
it's still fading.
It's not doing anything. If you drink distilled water, it's non-electrical, and your body is getting the proper hydration that it's supposed to get from a clean water source. Anything from the faucet is going to contaminate the temple and will do damage. You're guaranteed to have issues throughout your body because of so much stuff that's in the water.
Okay. Okay. Right. So you do teach holistic health?
Yes, I teach a whole range
of... Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I know we have lost somebody. But I'm glad to hear that you teach holistic health, because like I said, when we finish with this 2019 Day of Repentance, we're going to really restructure because we have to start taking care of our bodies. We really do.
Yes, we have to because we've been under attack. I mean, you look at the sky. They've been spraying the sky for the last 70 years. They're spraying us like bugs. There's specific metals. You can go online and see what they're attacking us with. There's contaminations in the water and in the food because they don't want us to know who we are, and they don't want us to connect to Almighty like we're supposed to. And one quick point I'll make with people to understand is you look at the hair, okay? If you know about an antenna that's straight up and down doesn't get the best reception. An antenna with a kink or a bend in it, which is people's with a kink or a bend in their hair, that's a connection with Almighty.
Okay. Hallelujah.
All right. Well, we thank you for that. Hold on. Let me get this one. Area code 720, your mic is still open. You're on the air.
I just wanted to ask, is distilled water something we should be drinking? Because I always thought it was just for cleaning.
Area code 928, she said, is distilled water something we should be drinking, or is she thought it was just for cleaning?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now we
can.
Yeah, you're kind of fading in and out. It's really difficult.
Okay, distilled water is the main water we're supposed to drink. You can buy distilled water for a gallon. It's normally at, like, Walmart for 64 cents, 68 cents a gallon. You have people that have CPAP machines. These are people that have sleep apnea. They're putting the distilled water in there to use it as if it was a chemical. No.
Right.
You can do that. Distilled water is a clean water source you're supposed to drink. Now, in order to make alkaline water, if you don't want to buy alkaline water, you can cut a lime in half and put it in the distilled water, and it will start to make your water alkaline within 30 minutes. Now, when I talk about the silica water, the two waters that are on the market that are silica is Fiji and Avion. You can look at the bottle and it will tell you the minerals that are in that water that your skin, your teeth, your bones, your eyes, and your hair needs. See, the other thing I'll share with you, do you know what makes a person's hair turn gray?
No.
What?
Most people think it's age. No. The body runs out of copper. You could be over 100 years old. If you start intaking copper, your hair will turn back to its natural color. It's a copper shortage. We are an electrical and magnetic being, and just like a battery runs out of sources, we burn metals out of our body. There's edible gold that we're supposed to be eating. There's other metals that are supposed to be in our bloodstream for our body to heal and do what Almighty wants it to do and be. But the world has confused by not being focused. And I'll share with you an easy way to know what to eat, not to eat, is this. If an item has seeds, such as an apple or a watermelon, Almighty created that, and you're supposed to eat that. If you're eating something without seeds, which is a seedless watermelon or a carrot that is something that was made in the lab, you're putting a mutated food in there to replace what Yah told us to intake. That way, everyone is operating on biblical principles. The world wants to keep us noncompliant with what Almighty has said, so there's consequences. So we can be disobedient by not following the dietary law that he has in place for us to operate with.
That is correct. You know, and one other thing here, too, is, and I just found this out, that we are organic. We came from the earth.
Yeah, that's correct.
And and all our nutrients that keeps the body going comes from the earth.
That's correct. Almighty has it all there that we're supposed to do. We can pull prana from trees, which is the equivalent of chi, to heal yourself. When we were all 2 years old, how did we walk around? We used to walk around in our bare feet. We're supposed to have a contact with the earth because we heal the earth and it heals us because we're electrical and magnetic, and we're supposed to have a connection with the stars. That's the connection with the separation of happiness. Everyone is an astronaut because look at your feet. What are you wearing? You're wearing sneakers. You're wearing shoes. Everyone is an astronaut, and it's by design because that's a part of the separation for us to not know who we are and how we're supposed to walk and how we're supposed to heal. They want us to rely on them, where they've hijacked all this technology from our ancestors, repackaged it into medicines, and given us poisons to regulate who lives and who dies. That's the short answer of what's rolling in this realm. Mm-hmm. We have to connect with the Most High and get reconnected to things that our ancestors know, such as still today, you can connect with the earth by taking off your shoes, walking on the beach on the sand, or connecting with wet, when the ground is wet, wet grass. That will heal you. So regardless of what your age is, you can heal that way, plus pull prana from trees. There's so much free healing. Same thing. I'll give you another example of what we're supposed to know as a people. I work with a whole range of different stones. I was at a restaurant. These parents were saying they had to give their child their medicine. I was like, what medicine you got to give the child? They said you got to give their child Ritalin. So you got to fight it. Does anyone know what the natural answer is for adult deficit disorder for a child or for an adult? ADD, do you know what the natural answer is? An amethyst stone. You put an amethyst stone in that child's hand and it will calm them as if they took the Ritalin medicine. That's the natural answer to ADD is an amethyst stone, which you can get for $3. So, amethyst is a layer in heaven. So this is things that the Almighty has given us that we're supposed to be doing. We're not supposed to be taking these medicines and chemicals long term. You can be on a med for a short season. I understand everyone can't handle pain or certain ailments. They may need that to get them over and through, but Almighty has a natural answer to every situation. We have to connect with the sources and the information, because just like how this country knows that the 400 years is ending this year, they know what to put in your body to cause cancer. They know what to put in your body to cause diabetes. They know the whole process.
Hallelujah.
So they don't want you to be healed. They don't want you to be restored. That's why they say they practice medicine. They practice on us. They practice on the children with inoculations and things like that. We've got to do the all-natural process of healing. And like I'm saying, you know, I just worked with a lady that was turning 80 a couple months ago. She was bedridden. Had her start drinking the distilled water, start having her drinking the silica water. In less than 2 weeks, she went from bedridden to mobile on herself. And then seeing this person, she had that wax covering on her face, which I saw on my brother prior to him dying. So she was in the jaws of death, but the spirit, I was led to go on a mission to that city, to that state, and implement the wellness that they were convinced to live. They chose life, just like the real Christ said for us to do, choose life and choose it more abundantly. They chose it. So it's a choice of what we intake, and it's a choice of what we don't put into the body. So we can all make it to 120. It says,
can I ask you a question?
About making it to 120. Excuse me?
All those vinegars, that orange vinegar that everybody's drinking now, and it's pretty popular. What about that? I was thinking about incorporating that in my diet.
The thing is if you're talking about the vinegar that has the mother in it, the mother is an enzyme that needs to be in the body. See, the body, as we age, we're burning out resources that are in the body. We have to properly replace these items. The same thing, when it comes to the water, you have to drink a clean water source. If you're drinking a dead water source and you're a living being, you're putting something dead inside of a living being. So you're constantly doing destruction on the body. Everyone, it's not just if you're on a diet or whatever, everyone is supposed to be drinking distilled water, alkaline water, and silica water. Now, the distilled water is not electrical. What comes out your faucet is electrical. That's what's doing damage to your body on the cellular level. And just to add to that, the spraying, look up chemtrails. This spraying that they're doing is there's different metals that are in the air that are going into our bodies. Everyone in this realm has aluminum in their brain. The only way you can remove the aluminum out of your brain is to drink silica water, which passes the blood-brain barrier, and it pulls the aluminum out of your brain. People that have these neurological problems, it's because they're being contaminated and poisoned on a daily basis. You look in the sky, it doesn't matter where you live, you see planes in the sky spraying. We've been sprayed like bugs for just over 70 years. So anyone over 70 years old will probably remember when the sky did not spring.
Well, you know, I didn't really get that about the vinegar, but I guess you were saying that the one that has the mother on it
is the mother, and that's the stuff that's in the bottom of the vinegar. The mother is the stuff at the bottom of the vinegar, and that's where
the
nutrition is. The enzymes are in that.
That's a key enzyme to put in the body, the mother. But we'll talk again because, like I said, when it comes to the wellness, proper hydration is just one component that I teach. The second component is the proper healing. There's multiple healing cycles in every 24-hour period that you're supposed to get. People that are doing all-nighters, people that are going to sleep at different hours, is taking their body out of sync. When it comes to the water, remember, the world is 70% water. And as an adult, we are 70% water. As a baby, we're 90% water. And I'm going to share another bit of information with you about the water. There's a study that's out there that was a scientist, I can't remember his name right now, but he was an Asian guy. They would speak to the water and would freeze it. When they said love, hope, positive energy that was spoken out towards this water, and when they froze it, it made crystals like snowflakes and things like that. When they use derogatory or negative energy, saying, I hate you, the water, and they froze it, it was a swamp or muddy-looking water. So this is why when the word talks about the power of the tongue, we should never say anything negative or destructive towards each other. And I've shared this with other people before. Has anyone in your life ever said anything to you that it hurt, it felt like it cut real deep? The answer is this. It's because they're speaking to the water in your body. If someone calls you out your name, they're doing cellular damage because there's water throughout your body. They're talking to the water. That's why how we speak to each other has to be loving and kindness and uplifting and encouraging at all times because we do cellular damage because we're speaking to the water. So when the word talks about life and death is in the power of the tongue, you're doing damage to every adult that's 70% water and children that are 90% water. When you speak to them, you're doing damage, even more damage. So this is how serious we have to be about wellness.
I agree with that. I mean, because there's a lot of people out here that are, and I see you, area code 757, I'm coming. There's a lot of people out here that are terminally ill, and when they beat the odds, that's the one thing that they say is that I began to drink water, I made sure I got plenty of sun, and I dealt with things that were positive. I didn't allow any negative energy in my space. And I was like, it can't be that simple. But yes, it can. It can be that simple because he said life and death is in the power of the tongue. And I'm like, wow, you know, he said he uses this simple thing to confound the wise. He does.
Well, you know what?
Hold on, let me open up this mic because this lady's been waiting for a minute, or a gentleman. Area code 757, your mic is open. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Shalom, family. I just had a question I wanted to ask you. What would you prescribe about anemia? People that are suffering from severe anemia to the point that they have to have iron infusion.
Being asked a question?
Magnesium.
Can you hear me?
Said anemia. How do you treat anemia?
Beetroot.
Okay, now there's a couple of different answers to that. When it comes to anemia, remember, we're trying to get more oxygen into the blood, which you can buy chlorophyll. Chlorophyll is about $20, and it's in a little stopper bottle, and you just add it to your distilled water and drink it. That will add more water to your – that will add more oxygen to your bloodstream. On top of that, you can buy fresh beets. You're going to have to build the iron level within your body. And then when you're drinking the silica water, silica has magnesium in it. That's going to help pull these elements into your body to retain them and operate properly. So a key you drink is a baseline, drink a clean water source. If everyone is drinking distilled water or alkaline water, which is putting that half a lime into the water for 30 minutes, then it makes alkaline. I'm going to speak on the alkalinity of water so you can understand the importance of the alkaline water and the alkaline food. Can you Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Now, I will share this. A lot of our ancestors had us eating some alkaline foods, for instance. For instance, an apple is alkaline. Okra is alkaline. Cucumber is 90% water, and it's alkaline. We have to eat those things. And what I try to tell people when we talked about the mutants earlier, a mutant food would be iceberg lettuce. Notice every place you go, every salad, every restaurant, because it's the cheapest lettuce, and it's the mutant, it's there. The other lettuces are the ones you can eat. They have not found a way to recreate an apple. That's why all apples are alkaline, all apples are good. You're supposed to eat the entire apple, which includes the core and the seed. Remember, they had us throwing away the seeds and the core, saying it would contaminate us, because that's something that empowers us as far as the nutrition that we're supposed to get from the apple. Same thing, an avocado is an alkaline food, but you're supposed to grind the seed of that avocado up and eat that seed too. These are things that are going to put the nutrition in your body and put you at the levels that you're supposed to be at as a creation of Almighty. Now, when it comes to the beetroot, you boil that beetroot for 1 hour and peel it. And like I'm saying, any time that you have any type of ailment, you want to address what the root issue is, and then that's what you want to approach with a natural approach to get it corrected. The same thing, anyone that's living at different altitudes in this realm, if you're at higher altitudes, you're getting less of an angle of energy from the sun. So you wonder why people that be up in the northeast are always ill and sick, because of this is what they're doing. The sun is not at the angle to give them the vitamin D that they're supposed to get if they're, say, in the south or in other areas. Then if they're wearing a lot of winter clothes or a lot of warm clothes or full cover clothes throughout the year, that's blocking them from getting vitamin D. If they're throwing sunblock on, that's putting a cancer-causing agent directly into your skin plus blocking sun. The sun is our friend. The sun is not our enemy. But the world has taught that the sun, you got to block it, you got to avoid it, you got to hide from it, run from it. They always, in this realm, they try to have us do the opposite of what Almighty wants us to do. But if they have you doing it automatically, you don't realize that you are sinning, which is going against is going up against what Yah has said, what Almighty has said for us to do. So we have to make sure, because everyone is operating on biblical principles, and they're mission is to keep us non-compliant with what he says, so we have to get consequences. So, and also, just to let you know a little bit about my background, I've got a military background, so I'm aware of some of the things that are going on out there that not everyone is aware of, just as well as the sun. We do have a natural sun out there, but there are sun simulators out there as well, because they're trying to block us from seeing what's really going on. So there's a lot going on out there. So we have to – another thing, when you're drinking the clean water and you're getting the sunlight and you're connecting with the earth, it's going to increase your vibration to help resist the spring. So that's why it's key to drink the clean water, start eating alkaline foods. Now, I'll go back to what I was talking about people being acidic. Most people's bodies are acidic. Acidic because they're eating pastas, they're eating processed foods and things like that. If you move your body's pH, which is supposed to be approximately 7.2, disease and infection cannot exist in your body. If you got arthritis and you're drinking distilled and alkaline water, that stuff's going to go away. You're not going to have these infections. If you're drinking things that create phlegm or pus within your system, such as drinking milk and dairy items, that produces phlegm. That produces the perfect environment for viruses and bacteria to fester. Same thing with cancer. If you keep oxygenization in your body, cancer can't exist in your body. You have to have an anaerobic situation in your body for cancer to fester.
Stay away from vaccines.
So there's a range of stuff we can talk about. But like I said, I'm very passionate about this because this is life-changing information that needs to go through our entire nation. This needs to be the standard and the norm of how we eat, how we drink, you know, and how we take care of each other, and same thing, speaking life and encouraging. And it doesn't matter what your health situation is, there's always the opportunity to turn it around. It's a mindset, but it's a commitment. But you've got to be aware of what poisons are out there and how to avoid them. And like I said, I'll go to the wellness real quick, then I'll let someone else jump in, because I know there's a lot I could say, but proper hydration, we talked about, We talked about the healing cycles. Every 24 hours is multiple healing cycles. Now, when it comes to the foods, you've got to eat the full range of foods that you're not allergic to, so that way you're covering the whole rainbow of foods, fruits and vegetables that are alkaline. And then on top of that, you have to avoid the contamination that's out there. If you're doing your laundry, don't put your arm into the tub or into the washer and stir the tide, wear a glove to put a barrier between you and the tide and the bleach or whatever chemicals that you're using to wash items. Don't eat high fructose corn syrup stuff. You know, these Dollar Tree places have high fructose corn syrup, which has mercury in it. That's another toxin, another poison, another thing to set your body off of the balance that Almighty wants to be at. Dollar Tree items that have sugar, you can look on it. MSG will cause problems with your skin. It will activate asthma. A lot of these things are out there are designed to activate within the Hebrew Israelite. So there's specific things that target. Castile soap is another item that we're supposed to utilize to not be bringing impurities into our body. Our skin is our biggest organ. So like I'm saying about using this water on the inside, yes, you can use it on the outside. You really need to be using it on the inside and on the outside. But you're going to get more synergy if you're able to do that. And I know it's going to cost money, but I'm just trying to give you a big, because, you know, we'll talk another time, but there's so much to share with everyone that you need to know all of this information that I'm sharing, because it needs to be passed through the nation so that way we can have strength, vitality, and longevity, because we need to have our people going into the 120s on the regular. That's just how this nation needs
to
be.
Now, let me ask you a question real quick. Give me the name of the water that is, what did you say it was, not the alkaline water, the other one. What's the name of them?
Water. Fiji water. Fiji and Avion. Those are the only
Avion.
Two because
I have a grandson that has autism, and I believe that it's because of an excessive amount of aluminum on his brain, and if that will help him to be able to beat that, that's definitely something I'm going to buy.
We can extract aluminum out of any person in this realm's brain by them drinking the silica water. Now, I'll tell you one of the things that a regimen that I put in place for an individual to start that process. You have to drink a liter and a half of silica water, which would be a liter and a half of Fiji, and they sell it in a liter and a half bottle. You have to consume a liter and a half of that silica water in a two-hour period for a minimum of 3 to 5 days in a row. Mm-hmm. That will start your body on the process of expelling that aluminum out of your brain. That a lot of these children have autism and stuff. It's because of problems that or issues that have been put inside of the vaccinations. It's because I know other people that their children have that stuff issues going right from the vaccination. On top of that, understanding that you have companies out here. I'm gonna start diming some companies out because you can look these things up. Pepsi, for instance, you have places that are using aborted fetuses as flavoring in food.
Yep.
So think about
that. Yep, you're right about that. You're absolutely correct.
Exactly. So this is another way that they're having us go against what Almighty says. We're not supposed to be consuming blood. We're not supposed to be consuming each other. But if something is put in your food as a flavoring and you're not in the know that it's going on, you're consuming this fetus material, and Almighty is not for that. So it has us operating like them. That's what I try to tell people, whether they realize it or not. It may sound funny, but vampires are real because of just how these individuals are living and want us to live. You know, they want us eating this blood. They want us eating things raw. They want us doing cannibalism. But we've got to be in the know to make sure we're not doing the practices of these pagan people, because we are Almighty's children. We are the Israelites. We're held to a higher standard, and we've got to lead these nations of how it needs to be. We can't accept their gods and their pagan rituals and their pagan holidays. Everything is wired. It's just like we're in a spider web in this realm with these individuals that have been in charge or in power. That's why the changeover is going to happen, you know, because the whoopings are coming for them. You know, it's just a few locusts and bugs. They didn't understand. That's just the beginning. But we've been paying our dues. We've been learning our lessons. We've been read the Bible, and we've learned what Yah says to do, yes, Yah. As a nation, we say yes, and we will do it. And we've learned the consequence. The people are hard-headed, heel-headed, turn their back and don't want to follow what Yah says. So at this stage of the game, as a nation, we're going to follow him. We're going to listen to his voice. We're going to call out to him. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. We're going to do what's intended. We're going to ask for forgiveness for ourselves, all of our ancestors, and anyone that's not even born yet. We're going to make sure that we have the proper training, guidance, and mentoring in place. And when they're born, that they can be on the track that's going to keep the nation locked and kingdom bound where we're supposed to be. We've got to reject all the world, the everything. The whole process is contaminated. And you try to tell people, when the world has you disobeying Almighty automatically by your actions, how you eat, what you say, how you treat each other, we can turn all that around by reconnecting of how we're supposed to treat each other, the things we're supposed to do. And then on top of that, because we're in the age of awakening, this information that I'm sharing, it needs to be mainstream. You know, and the same thing when it comes to Dr. Sebi. Yes, they murdered that man because of his. He was the only person on the record that could say that he had the cure for cancer.
I heard that. I heard that murdered him. Yup. Wow.
They murdered him. All these cases, he had all this stuff back in the 80s solved. And these people testified in front of Congress. So we had living people testified in Congress. So he was authorized to use the word cure. That's why they hated this man since the 80s, because he's able to use the word cure. And the thing is people like him, who's bringing life back into our community as a Hebrew Israelite, of how we're supposed to eat, how we're supposed to treat each other. But like I'm saying, the alkaline food and the alkaline water, both will give you synergy. So, you know,
I'm gonna get something. Now, when you say Fiji, is it a certain spelling for that? Is that a brand?
Fiji.
I know Avion is a brand, but is Fiji a brand or something?
Fiji is a brand. F-I-G-I. F-I-G-I. Sorry about that. Fiji.
F-I-J-I. Okay. F-I-J-I and Avion is a brand that gives you the other kind of water. What do you call that water?
Silica water. It's water that has
silica water. Okay. So Fiji, F-I-J-I, and Avion, it gives you the silica water, which is what you need to drink in order to remove the aluminum from the brain and different things. And to make alkaline water, you get a gallon of distilled water and cut a half a lime up in it and let it soak in there, and that creates alkaline water.
That is correct. Now, you can buy alkaline water, but my thing is I try to tell people the free and the low budget. As a matter of fact, I've got a bottle of Fiji in front of me, and I'll read the minerals that it shows you that's in it. Silica is at 93 mg. Calcium is 18 mg. Magnesium, which is at 15 mg. And the pH is 7.7. So if you're drinking a 7.7, and I can guarantee you, for the most part, anyone that I'm talking to on this phone, they're acidic, which means you're around a 3 or a 4. And especially if you're taking meds or have any medical challenges, it's because you're acidic. So your body needs to be moved toward 7.2, where Almighty wants your body to be at, so you can live life more abundantly and be productive and have clarity. See, the chemicals they have us on, it's just like it's a veil. This is probably the best way to put it. It's like a veil over it. The light information. Some people will say, well, the doctor said this, the doctor said that. And I tell people, how many doctors come to the funerals of the people that they get the recommendations to?
That's the truth. I've never seen a doctor at one of his patients' funerals. You're right. I mean, for real.
So they're good for the emergency stuff. They're good for the bleeding and the breathing stuff. But the long-term stuff that I'm saying to get you to 120, where you're supposed to be, they are not for that program. That's the difference. They are not for that program.
Oh, hold on. I got somebody else. Area code 832, your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Shalom, family. I had a question about that stone. What is the name of that stone again? To calm the
amethyst.
How do you spell that?
Children of Israel.
Amethyst.
amethyst. It's an amethyst stone.
Yes, it's a purple stone.
And then how do we get the copper back into our bodies? Because when I did a research about the body, which the body is amazing, I was just talking to my daughter today because she's a nurse. She's like, the body is amazing. All of the minerals and things that you just talked about and all of the, but the, like, we are already made of gold. Is gold in our body?
Yep.
Is silver in our body?
That's correct.
We got all of everything that's in the earth is in our body.
That's right.
So if we deplete copper, how do we get it back?
I'll answer that. In order to put copper into the body, see, this is going back to, we're making our own little formulas to do this. And the reason why I say a formula, the first thing you got to do is you can go to a hardware store and you can get a copper item, small copper bolt. You have to put it in a glass container with your distilled water. Because if you have to boil it inside the glass. So what happens is you take a glass container, you put the copper item inside there with the distilled water, then you put that inside of a pot that you can boil it in. So I make you understand, if you have a pot that has water in it, but the copper item is in distilled water inside the glass, inside of the pot that has water. Okay?
Got you.
So
once
you start boiling that now, in order to do the copper, you have to boil this for 12 hours.
Okay,
now you're getting a certain amount of copper parts per million. Now you take that water and you have to make a silica formula. You have to make a silica formula with that. So you take the, because you want to pull this into your body. You want to just not consume it. You want to pull it into your body. So you, when you do silica, you're having the magnesium and other minerals that can help pull that copper into your body.
Okay.
So that's the. So I'm just giving you the basic process. But basically, once you make this formula, you're going to mix it, like I said, with silica. And this is something you will keep in a jar. And you would keep this thing shook up. We'll cover up. There's a lot of stones. But I'll try to keep it simple.
Okay, I got Shalom. This is Adonia. I got a question.
All right.
Hello? Huh?
Okay,
my question is I got two questions. The brother CB, Dr. CB, you understand? He had formulas that
for
all kinds of diseases that we could that we could use. And one of the formulas that you did mention, you understand, for blood anemia, you understand, was the beets. You understand beets?
Yes.
You understand? We lack. The blood is lacking some nutrients, and that can be brought back by eating those beets and et cetera, you know, or juicing those beets. You understand what I'm saying? Dr. CB had a lot of formulas. You understand that we could bring. But my thing is that, see, we can only sustain our living in this society. You understand, until we get back home. If we start now and start doing some things, you understand? Because see, the stuff in America is contaminated, very
hands
much
down.
So. And not only that, you understand? The Almighty said, this is what the Almighty said. He gave us the fruits of the trees and the herbs. You understand? And so. And he said that he was going to, I don't know where that's at, man, but that once we start drinking that water, you understand what I'm saying? That water is supposed to be have all the nutrients in it. You understand? It's like a miracle worker, man. If we drink that water, you understand? It's not gonna happen overnight, of course. You understand? But you understand? It's going to make us more vibrant and inspired. The elderly is going to spring be able to spring and dance like a gazelles. You understand? Once we get back into our land and start eating properly, because the Almighty gave us those herbs of the field. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. That's just what I wanted to say.
I 100% agree with you, and that's the thing. We have to reconnect with what the Almighty has said in His Word. But the world has people eating processed meats, drinking soda, The baby soda leaches minerals out of your bone.
That is correct.
That makes sense. Take a moment. Soda leaches minerals out of your bones. For those that understand, it means it pulls the minerals out of your bones and breaks down the structural integrity so they will break. And then on top of that, it jacks up all your dental because there's over 20 teaspoons of sugar in soda. But how do they do it? They make this poison and contaminated thing taste good, look good, pleasing to the eye, and show you, hey, this is the way to go. And then it pulls you off of drinking the clean water.
Absolutely.
Without having
and it has that one chemical in it you said that, what is it called, that sweetens it. I can't think of it. What did you say it was called? And it's not good for you. It sweetens all of the stuff up for you, and it causes...
Corn syrup.
Whatever that is, absolutely. That corn syrup or whatever it was you said. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, high fructose corn syrup. It has mercury in it. Any item that has high fructose corn syrup in it has mercury.
Yes, high fructose corn syrup, and it's in everything that's pre-sweetened, everything.
You know what's so amazing to me is that they chemicalize all of that stuff, but in our land, we don't put nothing goes in that stuff. Nothing goes in it. Not a thing. You understand? But, they trying to preserve stuff and put stuff in it, man, you understand? But our stuff didn't have, that water was pure and the herbs of the field, pure. Nothing was in
it.
Exactly. So I can't wait to get back to the wilderness. Wherever he want us to be, that's where I'm going. Because we won't survive this too much longer. Because we dying too young.
That is correct.
Exactly. 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 We are dying too young.
Now, what were you saying about the tree? You said it was something we can get from the tree?
That's correct. I don't have to teach that, but you can teach how to pull prana. Are you familiar with chi energy from these martial arts movies?
Yeah.
Chi... or prana, you can pull prana from a tree. That would help heal you. Now, remember, these trees are living entities. A tree is just a reverse nervous system. So,
because I know we don't want to hold you in all of that, but I think that, like I said, this is why we have to start going into different areas and beginning to teach our people different things, and open up the understanding, because you have given a lot of information today, and we know that the silicone water is Fiji, F-I-J-I, and Avion, and in order to make alkaline water, which cancer cannot survive in an alkaline body, you have to get distilled water and cut a half a lime up in it and let it sit for, 30 minutes, and then you can start drinking it?
Yes, because it'll become alkaline water. That distilled water is your base clean water you're supposed to drink, everyone. Now, another stone that you can use in there, which I use as well, shungite. You can look that up online. Shungite is a stone from Russia. You can buy shungite for about $6 a piece. And you put that in your water to drink. It's a healing stone and a purifying stone. Plus, you can take that same stone and put it in your bath water, so that way it changes the energy of the bath water and creates a healing bath for you as well. So there's a lot of stones we can talk about. We're just talking about just a few.
All right. Well, we're excited about it and definitely want to know more. And we definitely, I have your number if that's okay, and we will definitely be in contact with you so we can maybe set up something and we can start having some wellness classes. And like I said, Malcolm is another one of the people that put the wellness classes together, and a lot of the stuff that you've given out information, she used to tell us about this all the time, but it's about implementing and doing it, because I've always known that distilled water was good for you, but I never bought it. I always bypassed it and went and bought other bottled water for some reason. I don't know why, but, now that we know and we know what to do, when you learn better, you do better.
Exactly. They have all these other bottled waters to confuse everyone. So you think that, people would think that to grab any bottled water, that they're all equal. Most people are going to try to get the cheapest water or the one they like, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent. It's by design. Because if you're drinking the water and they're giving you dead water or poison water, we're self-inflicting this to ourselves, and they know that they have us non-compliant with what Almighty has said.
Yep.
See, everyone is operating on biblical principles.
Yep.
That's what you understand.
Yep.
Everyone is operating on biblical principles. We have to partner with the enemy in order to lose. You follow what Almighty says to the letter and encourage each other and keep each other focused on that and be committed as a nation, then we're shielding ourselves from all of this abomination that they want us involved in.
And, you know, I was just telling somebody the other day, when you sleep, it gives the body a chance to heal, because you have to get sleep, because sleep allows the body to heal itself. And I know a lot of people that don't get any sleep. And it's like you have to rest. You have to get enough rest. You have to.
Exactly.
You know, but, I mean, you know, those are the simple things, you know.
That's true. But you're right. If we emphasize to our community, and I tell people, this is how I approach it. I'd like to ask a person, have you ever laid down and you went to sleep, and you get up and you feel like that you didn't rest, you feel like you didn't sleep, you're like, well, I closed my eyes. You have to get deep REM sleep.
Absolutely.
For the healing to begin. If you don't go into deep REM sleep, you do not heal. You can lay down for 12 hours straight. If you don't go into deep REM in 12 hours, you did not heal, you did not recover, you did not be revitalized or refreshed like Almighty wants you to be. So you're ready to start the new day when he awakens you.
And it's very important. Sleep is very important, and they don't really realize that. And it's like that's when the body heals. You got to let – all you do is sleep. I'm like, look, I have to be able to heal. My body has to – I know what's going on. I have to be able to heal, you know. And so,
that's
I mean, you know, it's like I said, when you learn better, you do better. You have to do better. You know,
that's
so
correct.
I agree with you, you know, and Malcolm was telling us about that high fructose corn syrup, and she was like, and carcinogen, she told us about that, and how that causes cancer, and that's in most of your food. I mean, it's time for us to get back to that so that we can feel more, we can feel better, and we can start looking better, and we can start feeling better, because a lot of people are dealing with inflammation, you know what I'm saying, and joint pain. How do you get rid of that?
Right.
And
the
inflammation, I know to cut out the dairy foods and stuff and all of that kind of stuff, but a lot of people have inflammation that they're dealing with. And that's nothing
well,
but
that's
fuck
because,
on the
that's
inside.
Because you're drinking milk and you're drinking dairy products. You're going to have inflammation as long as you keep doing that. You understand? But one thing
correct.
That I wanted to say here, and I'm going to shut up, you understand, is that, see, we can do all that we possibly can to try to stop this and go along. But you know what? When these people find out that you're not doing what they say they think that you're supposed to be doing, they come up with all kinds of stuff to fix it, to disillusion you from doing what you know to be doing. You understand? Now we know that we don't produce our own grocery, and I, as much as I love to, you know. Us doing something about that, but what happens is that this land is contaminated. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, until we get out of this place, man, we just putting a Band-Aid over a gaping hole. Hallelujah.
Well,
we can
we
do our
choices.
Best. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to kind of cut, you got to cut that milk out. And you know what? Milk is 97 cent a gallon. I have never seen milk that cheap. And you know, we ran an article. They said because people are not buying it anymore. They're not buying
right.
it anymore. They're not drinking it anymore because it's too
that's
problematic
right.
for the body.
But if that's correct. But if they make it as cheap as they can. You have people that are just going to buy it out of that automatic reaction of it's cheap, I like it, it's something I want. This is what I've been drinking, and this is the one thing. And it's not everyone that I talk to about wellness, but I got people that resist it. See, people got to understand, this is a vibration thing. If you're drinking the distilled water, if you're getting exposed to some of these different stones, your vibration is going to increase. If your vibration increases, you're going to have clarity, you're going to have sight of what's going on around you. The people that I call that are chemmed out, that they're deep in the chemicals, they're self-medicating, they're using drugs, you're not going to be able to have clarity and be at a higher frequency. See, when there's violence and things that are going on in the world, these are people that are at lower frequencies. If you are at a higher frequency, you are going to be making spiritual decisions how Yah wants us to operate. If you're operating in a low orbit with these chemicals in you, you're going to be making these knee-jerk reactions of these feeling and fleshy decisions. So it's an energy level that you have to get your body to, and it will bring you into more understanding because you're getting the minerals and the nutrition in your body to clear these veils that are over us. That's basically what all these chems are. It's a veil. They're spraying the air. It's a veil in the sky. It's a veil to burn out. They're trying to kill out the plant life. That's just the bottom line.
You know, they really are. It really is a battle over this whole planet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it's really a takeover. It is. It's a very subtle takeover over the whole planet. You know, and any time you want to take over a planet, you don't just come out right and destroy it. You start to infiltrate it and blend in and change things around. That's why it's necessary. Let me shut up. Let me stop talking. But anyway, you know, these are the things that we have to definitely be aware of to understand, you know, because that's why we have to wait on Yah and do the things that we do. And I appreciate the wealth of knowledge that you spent with us today and all the things that, you know, you have given us enough information. And we have to just start working with that and start with the water and stuff like that, because that's very important. You know, like I said, it's not information that we didn't know. You know, because, like I said, we have a young lady that's taught us this years ago. We just don't implement it. And we have to put it into action, or it's not going to work. It's not.
That's correct. It has to be a way of life.
And you're
going to
be spending more money at the hospital. So either you spend the money on the front end or you spend the money on the back end, because you're going to spend it one way or the other, whether it's going to be in making sure you get the proper nutrition, or you're going to pay the hospital to try to fix what you should have fixed yourself. It's simple as that.
That's the short answer. It's that simple. But just like I keep saying, we have to increase our vibration, because you'll see as you drink more of this water, you're going to get more understanding of what's going on around you, because veils and scales are being removed. But if a person stays chemmed out, they're going to sit up and say, well, I love drinking my soda. Who are you to tell me?
Mm-hmm.
The doctor says they're going to, instead of realizing that they're in a slave system, they're going to, the master don't have to say things anymore, because the person that's operating as that slave is going to be defending the slaves, is going to be defending the master.
Mm-hmm.
And Yah is the Elohim. He is our Almighty. And the thing is they want us to be non-compliant with him in every way possible.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's through food,
mm-hmm.
whether it's worshiping, mm-hmm. it's every capacity, because they know what their situation is, and they know what ours is. And like I said, for us as a people, there's plenty of hope, because we can turn this around as a nation.
Turn it around.
Not just about a few of us turn around. It's about all of us as a nation, because the word is a testimony of how we're supposed to live, how we're supposed to treat each other, and how people used to say, that's our basic instructions before leaving the earthly realm. We have to put these things in place, because this is the season for us to move forward.
Yes, it is. Hold on. Area code 972. Your mic is open. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you so much. I love this program. I very much appreciate the information that you have. And I want to prolong it just a little bit longer. You were talking about the copper, and you were talking about putting the copper piece in a pot and boiling it. And I want to know, in terms of a pot, I'm sure it probably shouldn't be aluminum. And I'm just making that assumption, but I don't know what kind of pot. And then I also want to hear your information regarding high blood pressure. Thank you so much.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna take the high blood pressure first, because that's an easy one, I'll say. And the thing is have been able to help people get off of their high blood pressure medicine, which is something you shouldn't be on long term. The natural answer for getting to lower your blood pressure is to cut a 2.5-inch piece of celery. Put it in a saucepan with the distilled water, boil it, let it cool, drink the water, eat the celery. That will lower your blood pressure.
Mm.
That's the natural answer to lower your blood pressure. Number two,
say that again now. Say that one more time. What is it now?
No problem. You take a 2.5-inch piece of celery. You cut a piece of celery 2.5 inches long. You put it in a saucepan with distilled water. You boil it. then you turn the stove off, let the water cool off. You have to drink the water and eat the celery. That will lower
your
blood
water?
Pressure.
How much water?
About, I would say, a cup and a half of water.
Okay.
Yeah, a cup and a half of water. That will lower your blood pressure naturally. Now, you got to be careful because you can't do the celery and take your medicine because it'll drop your blood pressure real low.
So do you do it every day? Is that something you have to do every day instead of taking the medicine, or how does that work?
Well, basically, once you do it, like I said, each situation is different. So you'd want to have to evaluate where the person is at.
Mm-hmm.
What are their numbers? How high is their numbers? Because the thing is when it comes to blood pressure, this is the pressure on the veins, the arteries, and all of that. Knowing what their numbers are, you want to have the pressure off, so you want that blood pressure to be lower. I would recommend starting it out doing it once a week. I wouldn't say once a day because that would probably be too much. Because remember, you want to have a balance. We don't want you to go too low. But just
like a
tire or a balloon that has too much air in it, we need you to get that pressure down because damage is being done. The more that pressure is high. That's why I attacked her first. Attacked her second question first because that blood pressure it sneaks up on anyone. So you have to get that down. That's high priority. Now, when it comes to the other question she had was in reference to the copper. Now, the reason why you have to boil the copper, it has to be inside of a glass container because if you put the copper directly into a saucepan, it's going to pull, the metal is going to get pulled into the metal. The copper gets pulled into the steel or whatever it is. That's why the copper has to be in a ceramic container inside of the water of a pot that's boiling, whether it's copper, whether it's stainless steel or aluminum. That's okay because they're not having a contact. It has to be in a glass container or a ceramic container so it doesn't get sucked into the metal of the pot itself. So it's a container within a container. So to make sure you know that you have, say, a stainless steel pot with regular water in it is okay, but you've got a glass jar, let's say a mason jar, canning jar, with distilled water in it and then have the copper bolts or the copper washer in it. So you have to boil this for 12 hours. So that reminds you, you're going to add more water to the outside of the glass to keep the boiling going, and you'll monitor the water that's inside your glass. But then on top of that, like we're saying, when it comes to making this copper formula, this is something that you're not going to just consume. This is something you're going to be able to put on your skin. So that's what we're trying to tell people. It's not just these natural medicines that Yah has for us is like internal and external. The same thing. Another great thing that you should use is extra virgin cold pressed coconut oil. You can rub that on your skin and in your hair, head to toe, just as well as eating it. You know. So these are things that you want to do. Same thing with toothpaste. Don't use the toothpaste they have out there. The toothpaste has fluoride. These are all cancer causing agents. Same thing, don't eat out of a microwave. It changes the chemical composition of the food, and you're putting a rogue element inside your body. You're putting mutated stuff in your body causing problems. See, remember, the microwave, they just shrunk it down. It used to be bigger, and it was used to be used to destroy people and other living entities. They just shrunk it down and say, put your sandwich in it, make it convenient, let's heat up something. See, they have people doing a knee-jerk reaction of something that could be demonic or something that's going directly against what the word says, and people just don't realize the reason and the why behind it. But the thing is wherever you are at in your health or your age, it can be improved if you follow what Yah says. That's why I said I'm saying this is not for now. You could be 99, it doesn't matter where you're at. You can, if you follow these protocols and things of how we're supposed to live, your health will improve. That's a guarantee because this is how Yah wants us to do it. We're not going to follow Yah and it not work out right. We're not going to follow how he wants us and be obedient and it come up wrong or come up short. Everything that the Almighty does is great and in abundance. He's unable to do anything small.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make a change in one person, one family, one nation. That's easy for him. our supernatural and miracles are his natural. That's just how it rolls for his children. We just got to make sure we line ourselves up and be compliant. If you try to break it down to someone in the natural, it's like, this is how the world is today. If I sit up and say I wanted to bless someone, if I was going to open a window and dump out $100,000 in cash, and I say I'm going to dump it out at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, how many people are going to be there at 5 o'clock in the morning, 2 hours ahead? How many people are going to be there right around 7? How many people are going to get there at 7:30 and still think they're going to get the blessing? Same thing with Almighty. We have to keep ourselves lined up and positioned into his word to the letter of what he says, and we will get the full blessing of what he says. If we don't follow what he says, we will have to get the consequences that are associated with what he says. It's simple. We're going to be an obedient child or a hard-headed child. That's just where it's at.
That's true.
But,
That's very true.
I'm fired for this because there's a range of different stone combinations we can talk about. Because metals pull impurities out of your skin. There's different metals we should be wearing daily. There's different stones. And like I'm saying, the whole thing of pulling prana out of trees, connecting with the earth. You can take your shoes off if your backyard is not. If the water, like especially after it's rained, if the grass is wet, for you to go out there and stand on the ground in your bare feet, that's going to help heal you because you're going to be getting some magnetic and electrical energy from the earth, and you're helping the earth as well. So it's within your power to do free things, low-cost things that will improve your health and make you be more productive, have longevity. You need to be seeing, that's what I try to tell people, you need to be seeing grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. All that's possible. But if a person convinces themselves, no, it's too late, you have people today that are dialing out at very early ages. Oh, I'm 12 years old. I'm not the greatest singer in the world, or I'm not a world-class dancer, or I'm not an Olympian. You have people dialing out at 8, 12, 10, 20. I'm 20 years old. I haven't written all these books yet. I'm not famous, or I'm not like LeBron James. You know, you got people dialing out. It's never too late. It's while you're in this realm and have breath within your body, you have options to move forward and continue to roll how Yah wants to roll and how he wants us to live. It's never too late. Once you're gone, yes, you're in a different realm, different state. It's not the choices are here, gone. So while you're here in this form, in this realm, be really the best child he wants us to be towards him and towards each other. And the same thing, this knowledge that I'm sharing, it shouldn't be just one or two people. It's everyone. I need to have a two-year-old sharing this information. This needs to be at every level within our nation. So that way it's for every, just like how the word is for every season, for every generation, it applies to everyone. It's not if you believe it or not. No, it applies. Yah is the reality of all things. So it's not based on whether someone wants to believe it or accept it. Yah is Yah all by himself. He sits in his throne. He shares that he's sovereign. He doesn't share with anybody or any entity. And he lets us know we're not supposed to put anyone before him as well. So he makes it very clear of how we're supposed to behave towards each other, our relationship with him, and everything that's in the earth, yes, that's in our body. So we have to replace this edible gold that we're supposed to eat to replace within our body. And I'll share this with different people because many of y'all have probably eaten this gold and didn't realize it. And like I said, if you've ever had the cookies, and like I said, I don't celebrate Christmas, but I have to use this because it's the time that those cookies have been out, if a person's experienced them. If you've ever eaten a cookie that was white and it looked like it had metal on it when it was gold or silver because of the sprinkles, that was the edible gold or edible silver. That's the time you ate that cookie. So
wow.
A lot of things, exactly. So now to show you how the enemy works, we're supposed to have gold and silver in our system, but they put it on a cookie during a pagan holiday. So when you disconnect from that pagan holiday, you're guaranteed to still leave that gold and silver behind unless you're in the know that it's supposed to be in your blood.
That's right. You're absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct.
So that's how we
are. You
absolutely,
and you know what? I used to go to the chiropractor, and I would go and go and go, and I was like, "Oh, my back is just hurting so bad. I don't understand why it's hurting so bad." And he would do all that. He told me. He said, "You know what?" He said, "Usually, when it's something that's prolonged, you are lacking magnesium." He said, you need some magnesium in your... And when I went and I got the magnesium and I took it, the pain went away. It literally went away. I don't even deal with it anymore. So the body is lacking minerals that it has to have, and it causes pains. And when we start realizing how to put it back in the body, a lot of that stuff will be eliminated. You know how much money I had to pay that man to tell me that? I was like, oh, my God. You know, he said it's lacking. Your body is lacking magnesium or calcium. He said you got to. He said put it back in the body, and it certainly will. So you're absolutely correct. A lot of the stuff that you're saying, they teach the doctors how to say that, but the doctors don't tell you that until after they have milked the cow a while.
That's it. They have to make the buck. But the thing is this: the key about the water, and that's why one of the things I talk about so much in wellness is the water. That's key. You can get a DUI by being dehydrated. Most people's bodies are so dehydrated, their body gets confused and thinks that it's hungry and needs more food. So you have some people that consume more calories and get into an obese situation just because their body is dehydrated. Now, remember, water affects every system in the body, your vision, your blood, your bones, your ligaments, your muscles. So it's key to take the time to hydrate properly. Same thing, people that have back problems, knee, elbow, that synovial fluid drying up. If water in your body is going to dry up first, it's going to dry up in your synovial fluid, which is the joints of your body, your knees, your elbows, your back, spinal fluid.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to keep ourselves fluid and flexible, and that pun is intended.
Wow.
I just want people to have quality of life, be relieved from pain, be liberated from disease and illness, and we're supposed to do greater things. With this information that we're supposed to have, we can do those greater things. That's what it's about. We got to have people liberated from pain. So, and like I said, it's a pleasure to share this stuff because, like I said, it's just it's gonna impact them, and they're gonna share it with others. But also at the same time, remember, someone had mentioned a few minutes ago or a little earlier. Once they realize that we're not just back at the ranch anymore because we're following what Yah's saying, we're not following their program, we just need to do what we need to do and keep it to ourselves because
that's
it's
true.
Our nation that's going to be leading.
That's true.
Don't tell them your business because they're going to try to find a way to poison that, contaminate that, chop that tree down, get that stone out of the community.
Mm-hmm.
They'll try to find ways to prevent that. Right now, we're not in our own land, but we can purchase land. We can grow our own food. We can think about it. We have to trust them when they're looking through the microscope. We got to trust them when they're looking through the telescope. Whatever they're putting in the water, they don't deserve that much trust. We need to grow our food. If you can set up your own garden, grow it. You know? So, and like I said, we're going to get ourselves, because it looks like the wilderness is going to really be a good thing, because we're going to be stepping out of this captivity, stepping out of this contamination and going back old school how we're supposed to live.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely,
so,
no doubt.
Time to come.
Wow, what a blessing. I mean, you know, this has truly been a blessing, you know, from the Most High that you actually were able to come on and share. And like I said, I have your phone number, if that's okay, and we will definitely be in touch. So when we get ready to put the programs together, if you wouldn't mind maybe partnering up so that you and Malka can do it, it would truly be a blessing to be able to have that and share information, because it seems like you guys have the same information, and it's just a blessing to be able to hear it again, because we need to start implementing it, because if you have it and you don't use it, it's not no good. It's not going to help you if you don't use it. You know, and like I said, like you said, as a nation, and especially as a black nation, the Israelites, we need to take control of our own health. And if you can control your blood pressure with something simple as a 2-inch piece of celery boiled in water and drink the water and then eat the celery, how simple is that? Do you know how much blood pressure medicine costs? At least $60-some for 30 pills. And that's at the minimum.
Exactly. And that's another way to keep a person in slavery, and it's another way to keep you broken down. It's another way to keep that individual under control. We're supposed to be independent agents serving the Almighty. No one's supposed to have a leash, a yoke, a chain, shackles on us. That's out of order.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, like I said, get a blood pressure machine. It doesn't cost that much. Take your blood pressure, monitor it every day, and then watch it. He said do it once a week. And watch the change in your body. Because what happened to me was my blood pressure, I was on blood pressure medicine for the last 10, 15 years, and my body started rejecting it. I couldn't take any of it. My doctor was like, I don't know what we're going to do with you because you can't take. My mouth swelled up. My body started rejecting the medication, all of it. He ended up putting me on a water pill. He was like, that's the only thing I can put you on because your body won't take anything else. So now that I know to do this, guess what I'm going to do?
That's it.
I'm going to do this.
As evidence, you're a Hebrew Israelite because your body wants what Yah wants in your body. The man.
Yeah, it wouldn't take it anymore. I couldn't take anything. It just everything would happen. Tongue swell, mouth swell, everything. I couldn't take any of it anymore. He was like, "We're gonna have to take you off of all of it. We try everything. It's just not gonna work." So here I am.
That's it. But it's going back to.
You know, here I am. So we have to do. When you learn better, you definitely do better. You know, and everybody was like, why didn't he just put you on that in the first place? I said, because they get money from the pharmaceutical companies for putting you on these pills. That's why they get paid. They get a kickback from the pharmaceutical company.
Trillions of dollars. They get angry if people won't accept the medicine. They get in a rage if you try to tell them.
Yes, they do.
I'm the doctor. See, the thing is this. I'll share another thing importance of, like we're saying, purging this aluminum and stuff out of the person's brain. They're trying to do, this is the short answer, they're trying to make us more computer or robot-like so they can access
our
minds like Almighty can. So
yep, artificial intelligence, you're absolutely right.
If you're pushing this mess out of your body, you're going against their system. But you're partnering with how we're supposed to. If we keep drinking these diet drinks and sodas and contaminated stuff, we're helping them to destroy us so they can try to make a point of Yah was wrong. And Yah's not wrong. But that's all this is, a big court case. Anyway, Yah's not wrong. And he's sovereign. Even the locusts and everything, every action he's done is just and as well as deserving. And love is always wrapped in it. So whether he destroys the city or a group of individuals, that's his decision. He's almighty, he's sovereign. He knows what's right for every creature in creation. Man, he can't do
right,
anything.
Right, absolutely. I agree with 100%. And everybody was so in awe. What are you going to do? Oh, my gosh, you can't go off of your high blood pressure medicine. I said, well, I don't have no choice. I can't take it anymore. And they put me on a water pill, and that was that. And they were like, well, why couldn't they do that? And I said, because the treatment, the profit is in the treatment. It's not in the cure. It is just that
right.
The profit is in the treatment. It is not in the cure. So why make it? I could have been on this years ago and been fine and not had all the adverse reactions. Because some of it is causing cancer now and all kind of stuff going on. And it's like, nope, I'm done. Nope.
That's it.
Nope.
That season's done. Everything in this realm seasonal. And especially as a nation, we have the information there. And like I said, a lot of the stuff that I'm talking about, it can be verified through various sources and research, but I tell anyone, try it yourself. Cut that piece of celery. You're going to get the results. Your blood pressure is going to go down. You know, and the same thing. Do due diligence. Monitor your health. You should know your health better than anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're
mm-hmm.
good for the emergency stuff. If you're bleeding and stuff like that, they're good for the emergency stuff. But the long-term wellness, they're not for that. They have medicines planned out for individuals decades out that they want to try. So they've got these things lined up and have people on a med schedule. It's trillions of dollars. So it's about money. It's not about healing people. It's not about people having longevity and all of that. So, but the thing is for our community, because this is how Yah wants us to be, this is what we're going to do, and we're going to reap every benefit, health. We're gonna walk in the sunshine and enjoy it, and we're going to eat the foods that we're supposed to, and we're going to make the decisions and lead our people according to His will. We're going to hear His voice. We're going to speak. He's going to turn back to us, and everything's going to be in line how it needs to be. Because we've learned.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praises to the Most High, Yah. You know, and it's just beautiful. Like I said, I appreciate you coming on the show today. I think we have had enough information. Definitely, I have your information, and we're going to put this stuff into action. I'm on my way to the store right now to get me some distilled water and get me some lime to put in the water and to really start back to drinking, because, you know, this is something I should have been doing a long time ago and getting myself together. I hope everyone has written this down. If you have not, you can archive this show when it's over, when Blog Talk puts it up on the computer. All you have to do is type in Yehuda Project, Blog Talk Radio Show, and put the date in, and it'll pop right up. Put this on your Facebook page. Put this everywhere you can put this. Send this to your families, your friends, your coworkers, everybody that you think that would be able to benefit from this, so we can start back to being a healthy nation. And don't forget that we will be here on Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and so that we can continue to encourage each other and to teach each other. And I think that this song that we're getting ready to play is going to be fitting for what this brother has just said and done, because this is definitely something that we have to free ourselves from. You guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Here we go.
Free your mind, bud.
I think we are. All right, you guys, we getting it on there some kind of way. Hold on just a minute. Let's see what we got going on here. All right, here we go. You know, we just got to, you know, every time we come up with something like that, the enemy get mad, but it's okay. It ain't going to stop nothing, because we're going to keep doing what it is we doing, and we're going to let Yah lead us through this thing and make it happen, because they don't want us to share this information. You know, they killed most of the scientist people who, they were saying that there was a lot of people that had the cure for cancer, and they killed them. They actually got rid of them, because they didn't want that information out there, because the treatment is in, the profit is in the treatment, and it's not in the cure. You know, so we know that that's the possibility, and that's what we're going, that's how we're going to deal with it, and here we go. We're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
All right, all right. I think we've had an excellent show today. I have enjoyed myself. I think Yah has brought us some information to help. Shalom, shalom. Brother Donia, you want to say something before we get ready to go?
Kane. Well, I got a question, Sister Yaina. You know, where does it say that that we're going to be in the wilderness for 3.5 years?
I'll call you and give you that information. My mind just drew a blank.
Okay.
Wilderness. That's in Revelation chapter 12. It talks about the wilderness for 3.5 years. It's 40 and 2 months. Or 1,200 some odd days. That's in Revelation chapter 12, where the woman runs into the wilderness, where there's a place prepared for her, and it gives the timeline in Revelation chapter 12. And then there's another place in the Old Testament. I'll call you and give you that one as well.
I appreciate that. And I want to tell everybody, I appreciate, you understand, your condolences and you know, regarding to my physical being. And everything going to be all right. I trust in the Almighty. He's not going to get rid of me just yet. I'm a hard nut to crack. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Area code 972, would you like to say something before we say goodnight?
Yes, I so appreciate this program. Sir, brother, thank you so much. I will do exactly what you said. I so appreciate it. Thank you, Sister Ayana and Brother Donia and everyone else.
Thank you.
No, no problem. Spread it on, pass the word, put it in the person's email. You can get the link online and email it to your family and friends. Email this show all over the world so that people know we can be healthy and take care of ourselves. And on that note, you guys have a wonderful rest of your evening. Shalom, shalom. We're glad to have you. We'll see you on Tuesday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shalom, everyone.
Shalom.
Shalom.